Atlanta is the setting for shocking crimes in many of Karen Slaughter's best-selling novels. And yes, Slaughter is the author's real last name. In our summer series, Crime in the City, celebrating mysteries and thrillers, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports that no Atlanta neighborhood is immune to the fictional crimes in Slaughter's books.
Karen Slaughter grew up just south of Atlanta during the 1970s and 80s, when the city's most gruesome crimes were taking place, a rash of child murders. Dozens of African-American children disappeared.
For almost 2 years, the bodies have kept coming out of Atlanta's rivers and woods, and week after week, police speak of sorrow and sympathy, but not a solution.
Slaughter says the realization that horrid crimes can happen, even to children, changed her life.
You know, I went from this really fun, happy childhood where I could go anywhere I wanted on my bike as long as I was home by the time the sun went down, to always having to check in with my parents. And that made me interested not just in crime, but what crime does to communities.
Slaughter's first books were about a fictional county in Georgia, but then she realized she needed a real brewing city to make her gruesome crimes work. So she began the Will Trent series in Atlanta. Trent is the fictional Georgia Bureau of Investigation agent who is smart, charming, and hiding a secret that he is dyslexic.
As a Southerner, I love obstacles for my characters. I'm very interested in damaged people. And this is a secret he has. And if you think about it, criminals are people who keep secrets. So Will is a man who understands, you know, it gives him some sort of entree into speaking with criminals and hopefully getting them to confess.
Just how Slaughter picks the neighborhoods for her grisly crimes, in some cases, is by chance. We take a driving tour of some of her key Atlanta settings. In an earlier novel, Fractured, the well-to-do Ansley Park neighborhood with its circular wide streets is a setting for a particularly gory opening scene. A mother arrives home to find what she thinks is her daughter covered in blood and a man leaning over the body, knife in hand.
And why this neighborhood?
Well, initially I was looking at houses in this neighborhood and I thought if I had a violent murder here that maybe the property values would go down. That didn't happen, at least not enough for me.
As we walk along the front of the house that inspired her with its white columns and southern wraparound porch, a woman drives by and stops at the corner, keeping one eye on us.
I'd like to say this is very similar to a scene from the book because we've been standing in front of this house, so a woman who's obviously just come from the gym pulled up in her SUV to check us out.
Slaughter seems more like a down-home neighbor than a best-selling author. As a Southerner, she says she grew up with busybodies and the idea that everyone keeps some secrets.
When I was little, my grandmother would take me to church with her, and she would introduce me to people. She'd say, oh, well, this is Mrs. Smith, and bless her heart, as soon as Mrs. Smith turned her back, my grandmother would say, well, you know, she's a drinker, or you know, her husband's cheating on her, or, you know, there was always some deep, dark secret that Mrs. Smith would be mortified if anyone knew. But we are a society that really blossoms on secrets.
At 5'4" and 1/4", this petite blonde with piercing blue eyes doesn't seem like she would write such gory details, but she combs autopsy reports to ensure her murders are authentic. She also wants her female crime solvers to seem real, including Amanda Wagner, Will Trent's boss, and her partner, Evelyn Mitchell. The latest installment, Slaughter's 12th book, Criminal, juxtaposes present-day and 1970s Atlanta, where Amanda and Evelyn are sent into one of the poorest neighborhoods in the city.
Amanda slowed the car to navigate the narrow streets. In the distance, she could see the brick row houses and garden apartments of Techwood Homes. Graffiti marred most surfaces, and where there was no spray paint, there was trash piled waist high. We're on Merritt Street in Techwood, which is now a nice apartment complex. And this is where I had a body found, in the dumpster behind this building, and you can see.
In the 1970s, Slaughter says most people stayed far away from Techwood, the country's first public housing project. Much of the complex was torn down and transformed into tidy apartments near the Georgia Tech campus in the shadow of downtown skyscrapers and the Coca-Cola World Headquarters.
When the story starts out, when Criminal starts out, Lucy, who is a young prostitute, looks and sees the Westin being built in 1974. And, you know, if you think about how many people have stood in this exact spot, this building is original to Techwood Homes. Well, you see everything that defines Atlanta.
Slaughter wanted to tackle what life was like in the 1970s. She calls it a pivotal time in Atlanta when the city elected its first black mayor, Maynard Jackson.
Someone who said, there's no black, there's no white, there's only green. and really focus the city on business and attracting business and getting the Olympics here, which completely changed Atlanta. But he was also a man who stood up for women.
Slaughter has been lauded for writing strong female characters, including Amanda and Evelyn, who endure rampant sexism at work in the 1970s. That's just the way it was in many police departments, according to GBI forensic artist Marla Lawson.
Way back in the 70s and early 80s, nobody knew anything about sexual harassment. You didn't say anything about your supervisor because you were afraid you'd lose your job.
Lawson, who's still solving crimes with her forensic sketches, is a tough, outspoken woman. She's famous in part for her drawings of Eric Rudolph, who was convicted of the 1996 Olympic Park bombing, and several others in the South.
I've seen some really gross things. But I don't know why, but after you see them for so long, you kind of tune them out.
The stories Slaughter hears filter into the personalities of her characters, but she says none of her fictional crime solvers are based on any one person. She did extensive research for Criminal, checking out maps from four decades ago, historic photos, and forensic techniques. But Slaughter says it's her background that guides her voice as an author.
And what I know is the characters in a southern town, and I know the cadence of the language and the voice of Atlanta, because I've lived here for so long and I know the neighborhoods and I hopefully know the people, and I feel a connection to them, and I also feel like I'm honoring them when I talk about them.
Slaughter, who's 41 now, says her goal is simply to tell a good story and to perhaps be this city's ambassador for crime fiction. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
Visit Karen Slaughter's Atlanta for yourself. There are photos and book excerpts at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.